Hello and happy Tuesday, November 30th. Here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Harry Styles was the most popular celebrity fashion icon in Canada this year, according to an analysis of Google search data by a British financial company. Money.co.uk said last week that Styles also topped the list in 26 other countries around the world, including the US and UK. Styles made bold fashion statements on the covers of Beauty Papers, Vogue, and Dazed. "I'll put on something that feels really flamboyant and I don't feel crazy wearing it," Styles told Vogue. "If you get something that you feel amazing in, it's like a superhero outfit. Clothes are there to have fun with and experiment and play with. What's really exciting is all of these lines are kind of just crumbling away. When you take away, there's clothes for men and there's clothes for women. When you remove barriers, obviously you open up the arena in which you can play." Styles bumped Billie Eilish, who topped the global ranking in 2020. Ariana Grande is number 3 worldwide. Canada's Justin Bieber made the list of fashion icons for the first time by coming first in 3 countries: Nicaragua, Panama, and Vietnam. Also making her debut is Cardi B, who is number 1 in 5 countries, including Ghana and St. Lucia. Other music stars identified as fashion icons include Rihanna, Lady Gaga, Doja Cat, Selena Gomez, and Blackpink's Jisoo and Rosé. Detectives with the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department reportedly executed a search warrant in the home of Marilyn Manson early Monday. The shock rocker has been accused by several women of sexual assault. Some have filed lawsuits against Manson, but he has not been charged with a criminal offense in those cases. According to TMZ, Manson was not at his West Hollywood home when it was searched by detectives in the SVU. Citing unnamed sources, the website reported that the police seized media storage units, including hard drives, which will be reviewed before the case is submitted to the Los Angeles County District Attorney. Manson is facing lawsuits from Esme Blanco and Ashley Walters. The singer, through his lawyer, has called those allegations against him untrue and part of a coordinated attack by women who are cynically and dishonestly seeking to monetize and exploit the Me Too movement. He claimed the women spent months plotting, workshopping, and fine-tuning their twisted tales. Manson claimed his accusers are conflating his stage persona with fabricated accounts of abuse. After ex-fiancé Evan Rachel Wood went public with allegations of abuse, Manson said on social media, "Obviously my life and my art have been magnets of controversy, but these recent claims about me are horrible distortions of reality. My intimate relationships have always been entirely consensual with like-minded partners. Regardless of how and why others are choosing to misrepresent the past, this is the truth." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news, and don't forget to subscribe for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.